WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wisconsin residents are speaking out against local sheriff's departments entering partnerships with ICE. Lisa Hale takes us to a committee meeting in Oshkosh last week.
Almost three dozen people attended, and over half as many spoke at the Winnebago County Judiciary and Public Safety Committee Monday night. At issue is the so-called 287G agreement that the sheriff has with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. All speakers stated that they wanted that agreement terminated. Becky Stubbs was one of the first to speak.
This program doesn't make us safer. It erodes trust, diverts resources, and ties Winnebago County to federal practices that undermine constitutional protections.
Oshkosh resident TJ Hobbs.
When I signed up to serve this country, I took an oath to defend our Constitution against domestic enemies like ICE. This administration will not last forever, and our country's collaboration with ICE will not age well. Please withdraw from the 287G agreement immediately.
Winnebago County Sheriff John Matz explained that the 287G agreement authorizes deputies to serve ICE detainers while individuals are in custody at the jail.
Only the individuals who come to our jail on a criminal charge are the ones that we're reporting to ICE. We don't conduct a traffic stop and ask what country they or if they are here legally. We don't go out and look for individuals at any places of business. That's not happening. There is no intent for that to happen.
Matz did not say that the individuals had been convicted of a crime, only that they were being held on charges.
Chippewa Valley business owners and community leaders are preparing for the 32nd annual Chippewa Valley Rally event this month. James Kelly explains.
Each year, Chambers of Commerce officials from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee organize teams to travel to Madison and meet with state lawmakers. Scott Rogers is the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and explained the goal of the annual event.
The Chippewa Valley Rally is a trip to Madison to talk about economic issues with our lawmakers and other policymakers that's been put on now for 32 years by the Chambers of Commerce in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Eau Claire. And what we do is we bring about 100 to 120 business and community leaders to Madison, visit with legislative offices, and talk about the economic issues in state government that affect the economy in our area.
Rogers also highlighted some pending legislation that would specifically address issues facing the Chippewa Valley, like healthcare access and a shortage of affordable housing.
One of the unusual things about this year is even though the legislature is getting close to adjournment, there are a lot of bills in a few key areas that are still pending, including several that would help improve housing supply and affordability, some bills that relate to EMS services and making hospital beds available.
The Chippewa Valley Rally will take place on Thursday, February 19th. Local residents interested in attending can register online with a $99 fee until Wednesday or a $110 fee after Wednesday. For an additional $35 fee, they can also take a round-trip charter bus to Madison and back for the one-day event.
More than 50 cyclists gathered in Hayward last Saturday as part of Unity Rides that happened across the country in memory of Alex Preddy. Maddie Schaefer takes us there.
Preddy was a 37-year-old ICU nurse who lived in the Minneapolis area and was active in the local cycling community. His death last month at the hands of federal immigration agents has sparked memorial rides nationwide. Riders met at New Moon Bike and Ski before heading to the Hayward Hospital trails on fat tire bikes to take part in the memorial ride. Among them was a local nurse, Susan Bauer. She wore a shirt that read, "United We Stand, Divided We Fall," with the names Alex Preddy and Renee Good printed on it.
I decided to ride because I stand in solidarity with the people of Minnesota and across the United States who are protesting against the overreach of our government and their activities, their immigration enforcement activities.
Bauer says seeing video of Preddy's death was traumatic.
Just seeing this from our own government killing one of our own citizens was just too much. And it was the same reaction with Renee Good. It was just outright murder, in my opinion.
She says unity is especially important during times like this.
We have a democracy, and it's the duty of people to speak out if they see our government not representing us in the way that we expect them to.
Thomas Thornquist from Minneapolis says he wanted to show support and honor Preti.
Like Minneapolis is doing now, they're showing that when people unite for the right reasons, it makes a difference and change can happen.
The ride was one of many held across the country to remember Preti and bring cyclists together in solidarity.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. At least 13 tornadoes hit Wisconsin Friday as storms brought more damage, flooding, hail, and power outages across the state. The hardest hit area was Marathon County, where an EF3 tornado damaged or destroyed at least 75 homes in the village of Ringle. Officials say no one was killed or seriously hurt, but crews spent the weekend rescuing people trapped and clearing debris. Flood warnings are still up in several counties, and some communities are dealing with evacuation orders as rivers keep rising. Storm damage was also reported in parts of southern and southeast Wisconsin, including Rock, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Further north, crews are still surveying damage in central Wisconsin and up through Oconto County. The DNR is warning that heavy rain and flooding could contaminate private wells across the state. Officials say flood water and runoff may carry bacteria and other contaminants that can affect drinking water and increase the risk of illness. Private well owners are urged to test water, especially if they notice changes in taste, color, or sediment. People are advised to stop using contaminated water, disinfect wells, and test them before use. Authorities say public water systems remain safe, but warn contamination is possible. Around 1,000 animal rights activists were hit with tear gas and rubber bullets during a failed attempt to raid a Dane County Beagle Research Lab Saturday. The protesters targeted Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds, a breeder for medical research, and attempted to rescue the dogs. Officials say protesters brought tools to break in, and one person drove a truck through the front gate. Law enforcement and private security stopped the attempt, arresting at least 26 people. Authorities say no animals were taken from the facility. The lab is set to surrender its breeding license later this year after a special prosecutor found it had performed experiments that constituted animal mistreatment. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the night off and head to Detroit, where they'll face the Tigers tomorrow night. The crew left Miami with a series win, but not a sweep, losing to the Marlins Sunday 5-3. Milwaukee got off to a bad start in the first inning. A walk, an error, and then a wild pitch. Pat Murphy's evaluation of starter Jacob Mizorowski.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched 5 innings, 9 punch-outs. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. Please throw the ball great, but we didn't make a play for him. And I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game and we'll come back and win. But I thought he threw the ball good. I think he learned something today about it.
NBA, 2 years ago, Milwaukee's Con Knipple led Wisconsin Lutheran High to an undefeated season and state basketball title. Last night, the 20-year-old, now with the Charlotte Hornets, named one of 3 finalists as the NBA Rookie of the Year. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 60s, and temperatures are going to keep climbing through mid to late week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.